Hi, and welcome to a new installment of the Cover Story, SAS Publishing's podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're speaking with Gary Kokens, an internationally recognized thought leader, speaker, and author of 5 books, including the newest, which is Performance Management, Integrating Strategy Execution, Methodologies, Risk, and Analytics. For more information about Gary Kokens following this interview, visit our website at sas.com/bookstore. Gary, it's a pleasure to finally meet you. Your new book has been extremely well received by industry experts, including Jeffrey C. Thompson, President and CEO of Institute of Management Accountants, who refers to it as a must-read for CEOs, CFOs, and management accountants around the globe. In addition, I thought this was really interesting. In the preface to your book, you stated, transforming an organization is somewhat like having heart surgery while running a marathon, except there is no finish line. Can you tell us exactly what you mean by that?
Well, performance management is really about performance improvement, and it is a continuous process. It's just a continuous goal. And the reason about the heart surgery and the marathon is there are so many interdependencies between the various methodologies that comprise this sort of umbrella framework of performance management that you really need to be working on them concurrently and simultaneously. Many organizations try to implement these various programs in sequence or in isolation of each other, but you get a lot more synergy when you integrate them.
And can you tell us why you wrote this book and how it differs from your popular Performance Management, Finding the Missing Pieces to Close the Intelligence Gap?
The primary reason I wrote a second book on performance management is to really clear the confusion and misconceptions there is with performance management. There is just so much confusion and lack of consensus. And unfortunately, it's perceived far too narrowly as just a CFO-driven initiative of better financial reporting with a bunch of dashboards. And it's much broader. Also, I wrote the second book to be a little more, I'll just say, lighthearted or humorous, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek on some of the chapters, because I kind of wanted to raise the audience perhaps more to the chief executive level, the executive team level, who oftentimes may not take the time to read a book unless there's a little bit of humor in it.
Well, you did a great job of that. And I'm wondering if you can speak to something else for us. Many of us are familiar with the term Web 2.0. In your book, you discuss Performance Management 2.0. What is that exactly?
Well, this whole concept of 2.0 is kind of a gimmick and that a lot of people use. And I kind of chose it for one of the chapters of my book to sort of extend this expanded view that Performance Management 1.0 is this sort of narrow view, and that 2.0 is really, something much broader, better, deeper than it. It may make sense if I define what performance management is. I believe that performance management is the integration of multiple methodologies, for example, strategy maps, balance scorecards, KPIs, activity-based costing for customer profitability, reporting and analysis, lean management, Six Sigma, customer relationship management. These are all kind of a stew. They all kind of blend together. But when they are treated in isolation of each other, you do not get the synergy. So my definition is performance management is the integration of these multiple methodologies, but each embedded with analytics of all flavors, such as segmentation analysis, but especially predictive analytics, because organizations are shifting their management style away from an after-the-fact control, reacting to variances and unfavorable events after they've happened, towards a much more anticipatory planning management style where they see the future coming at them with less uncertainty and can make adjustments in advance. So it's really the integration of methodologies with each methodology embedded with analytics.
Well, how does SAS provide support for companies' performance management challenges?
Well, SAS is a software vendor, and the technology supports methodologies. And first, what is critical is that management teams and employees understand the compelling need for these methodologies. Then, ultimately, they need for enablers. You can't do this in Excel or PowerPoint. But where SAS really distinguishes itself from some of the other so-called business intelligence vendors, and SAS now really distinguishes ourselves by calling us business analytics, is we have the powerful heritage of analytics from our early years of SAS, and they, as I mentioned, are embedded in each methodology. And as a quick example, in our strategy map software, the linkages between objectives that people are familiar with, we will actually have the thickness of the line between the objectives reflect the correlation of the various influencing measures, the leading KPIs and the lagging KPIs. And that is extremely powerful for organizations to refine and select what are the right measures that have influence on the other measures.
So we just talked about SAS. For our listeners who don't already know this, you're the Global Product Manager for Performance Management here at SAS. And in addition to having written now 6 books, you're a sought-out international speaker, blogger, frequent writer for DM Review and BetterManagement.com. I'm wondering a couple things. How the heck do you find time to do all this? And is there anything else you're working on that you want to let our listeners in on?
First, you have to have a wonderful wife, and we have grandchildren, so the kids are out of the house. I am just highly disciplined, and I'm also empowered by SAS to be self-directing to a point where I collaborate with primarily our international offices. And so many of my trips are actually international, and I find time in hotels and airports, kind of have laptop, can be productive. And so I make time. In terms of future projects and initiatives, I'm increasingly personally seeing the bridge between the chief marketing officer, the chief financial officer, and the sales function. And increasingly, we're realizing that the true source of shareholder wealth creation for commercial organizations really comes from differentiated services to different types of customers. And we need to know what the value of those are, because you don't want to be wasting resources and time and energy on less valuable or less profitable customers. So that whole bridge of really the customer to the shareholder is of great fascination to me. There are no experts in any of these fields anymore. There's just too much interdependencies between time and cost and quality, service level for anyone to really be an expert. So I'm a careful observer, and I continue to learn.
So who are some of your favorite thought leaders, and how do you stay current about all these performance management issues and trends you've just alluded to?
Let me answer that in reverse. I stay current by just being out there in the field. When I visit off of our SAS offices, I typically do a seminar, but I get to meet one-on-one with customers. And there's no better way to learn than by actually talking with what other organizations are doing. I have found, though, that most of the real obstacles and impediments and challenges to implementing these are not technical. They're all social. They're all overcoming resistance to change, behavioral, if you will, obstacles. People don't want to know the truth in some cases, or they don't want to share information. So I really learn a lot more about the change management and behavioral modification issues. People I have fondness of are some people such as David Axon, who is a performance management consultant, Bob Palladino, who's authored a really excellent book about what is sort of an implementation approach, Frank Bitendyke, who previously was at Gartner, who's also authored a book. Many of the consultants, Accenture, Deloitte, IMEX Deloitte, I enjoy talking with. So those are some of the thought leaders that I pay attention to and communicate directly with.
Well, in closing, you've given us a lot of great information today. I'm wondering if you can sum up in a couple sentences what you most hope that readers are going to take away from your book.
Well, hopefully they'll get a few laughs because, quite frankly, there's humor in truth. And I'm somewhat blunt about how organizations behave. I have some observations. I believe many organizations are over-managed but under-led, for example. So I really talk about even leadership versus management, and they're not the same thing. not ever thinking I would ever move into that area, but it takes leadership to actually implement these. And I'm just interested also in people removing some of their misconceptions about how these methodologies work and how they basically integrate together. They integrate together like gears in a machine, except in many organizations, some of the teeth on these gears are broken, or some of the gears have disengaged and move apart, or some are made out of wood and they're crumbling, or someone threw sand in those gears. And, you know, if each of those gears, think of that as a methodology, it would work, but it would be fairly inefficient. Your fuel efficiency in your car would be poor. But if you replace that with a vision of highly cut, honed titanium gears spinning faster revolutions per minute, that's really what performance management is about: better, faster, cheaper, and smarter. And if that titanium gears was in your car, your fuel efficiency would be much higher. But if you replace fuel efficiency with rate of shareholder wealth creation, or rate at which public service governments serve taxpayers, citizens, warfighters, the efficiency, that's what performance management can deliver. That's the vision, the full vision of performance management.
Well, congratulations on this book, which is going to be a fantastic read and guide for many out there. I really appreciate your coming in today to speak with us. As you mentioned before our interview began, I believe you just flew in to Raleigh-Durham International this morning about 6 a.m. from, was it Berlin? So I'll take it easy on you and we'll close now. We've been talking with Gary Kokens, author of Performance Management, Integrating Strategy Execution, Methodologies, Risk, and Analytics. This podcast is part of the Cover Story SaaS Publishing's podcast series. For more information, visit our website at sas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@sas.com.